We are here today with Brent Celek, Eagles tight end, who signs a contract extension that keeps him in Philadelphia through the 2018 season, and hopefully then will finish his career as a Philadelphia Eagle. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with you. And Brent, congratulations on the deal. Man, it's amazing. We were talking about this before we went on. Yeah. How few players start their career and finish their career in one place. What does it mean to you?
Potentially. Now, you might be able to play 10 more years.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to. I think you know, this will probably be it for me. But, it's a dream come true for a guy that, you know, for me, I didn't even go to the combine. And to be able to, you know, get drafted by an organization like this and be able to spend, you know, the amount of years that I have and be able to retire an Eagle, when they called and told me that was the case, you know, it was tough for me to sleep that night. That was the toughest night ever for me to sleep, because I was so excited.
Is it just a feeling of just this gratitude toward Jeffrey, toward the coaching staff, toward everybody? I mean, you're not a reflective guy. Did you think back to all the years you've played here?
I was sitting up till like 4 in the morning, and I was just thinking everything it took to get to here, and you know, how grateful I am for everyone in this organization, especially, you know, Jeffrey, Howie, Don, all you guys. I mean, I've seen you guys here
forever.
Yeah. And it's been a wonderful ride, but you know, we're not finished yet, and the ultimate goal is to win a Super Bowl. So that would cap everything off.
Brent, why have you made it? Why did you make it as opposed to players who are bigger, faster, stronger, and they didn't make it? What's your key?
I just try to do everything that I was told to do, you know, and I try to do it with a smile on my face. You know, that's how my parents raised me. And, you know, that's just how I go about life. And it's worked out. I mean, I've been lucky a little bit too, so.
It is remarkable, though. Do what you're told to do. You see so many great players who come and go, and a lot of them go because they just don't get there on time, and they don't do what the coaches want them to do. It's amazing, isn't it, when you see a young, talented player, it's really sad, who doesn't kind of grasp what it takes to survive in this world.
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy. I'll tell you that. It's not easy to do the right thing, but it makes me feel so good to be able to be here and to show young kids that, you know, growing up and have dreams of playing in the NFL, that, hey, you know, you can do it the right way and be able to stay in the same spot for your whole career.
How do you think the tight end position has changed in your time in the NFL?
I don't think it's changed that much, honestly. You know, you've got some guys that are pass catchers, you got some guys that are run blockers, and then you got guys that can do it all. But I don't think the position has changed too much when I came in. I think maybe, you know, a little bit before I came in the league, things started changing, you know, with the Tony Gonzalez and those type of guys. But, you know, now it's been pretty much the same. Hopefully teams start playing more two tight end sets. But.
Yeah. Brent, head coach number 3 here,
yep.
Doug. I remember talking to you in the cafeteria shortly after the season, maybe the day after the season ended, and I said, Doug, Brent, of the names you've heard, who would be the best coach? And you said Doug Peterson. Mm-hmm. Why? Why do you think that?
The guy's been around. I mean, he's played the game his whole life, and, you know, just his demeanor, knowing him here when he was a quarterback's coach, the way he handled himself, I think he'll be good for this city. And I think that this city deserves a guy like him, and I think, you know, we're going to be successful with him.
You've gone from Andy Reid's West Coast to Chip Kelly's Tempo, and now this is being called a hybrid West Coast offense. What are your thoughts on the X's and O's and the demands of the tight end position? How does it change?
Well, I mean, we'll get more into that, but once you know, we get into the off season. But, I think it's, you know, you look at what Kansas City did and what Andy did when he was here. You know, I think the tight end's going to be a big part of this offense. And we've got some good ones. You know, we got Zach Ertz, Trey Burton, and myself. And, you know, we've got to be able to make plays for this team to help this team be successful.
It seems like yesterday in some respects, it seems like forever in others. 2008, the last year that this team won a playoff game. I wonder, you know, from our perspective, fans, tremendous hunger to get back there. What's it like for you to get back to the playoffs and go deep?
Well, I mean, this city deserves it. And at the end of the day, this game is about winning and winning championships. So that is our ultimate goal. And I can't wait to get back on the field with this team. We definitely we need to make the playoffs. We need to go deep. We need to win a championship. And I know this city's hungry for one. I know this organization is hungry for one. And it just comes down to us, players and coaches, and doing it.
You mentioned the fans. You've been in this community. You're part of it. You're a Philadelphia guy now. How have the fans? What have they meant to you? Kind of throughout your career.
The fans have been wonderful. From the day I've gotten here, mm-hmm. you know, I can't talk on other cities because I don't really know how it is. But I know how passionate guys the fans are here, and I talk to other players that have been to other places and have been here, and they just tell me how the fans are so different than anywhere else. And I love it. I love passion, you know, and you need that with a great fan base. And those guys are always out there cheering. They're always packing the stands. It makes it fun to play on Sundays.
Is the slide in the Snow Bowl picture the autograph that you've signed the most in your career? Is there one thing that people keep coming up to you with? Is that, I got to believe at some point that's going to be an iconic Brent Celek photograph.
That would probably be it.
Yeah.
A lot of people like that, but that was a fun moment. I mean, that was one of the craziest games, you know, I've ever played in, and to be down by so much and then for us to come back and win that, and there's 8 inches of snow on the ground was pretty nuts.
Well, many more great moments to come. Brent Celek, congratulations. Dave. Thanks so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.